Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. Welcome back to the Midlife Purpose Podcast. I know that you are getting geared up for summer. And I know you are probably sitting there thinking, okay, I got to get this summer bod ready, right? I wanted to share with you today about something that has truly helped me in my weight loss journey. I totally have quite a few things that have helped me. I'm going to go over the list of the things that has helped me, but this number one thing that I really think truly helped me was counting my macronutrients. And in counting my macronutrients and hitting those goals with the macronutrients, first of all, I probably need to tell you really quickly. So what exactly are macronutrients? Okay, macronutrients, or short for macros, you may have heard macros, right? So it's key components of food. There are three main components of these foods, okay, that provide energy to your body. So it's based on your carbs, your proteins, and your fat. And it's a breakdown, okay? And each of these macronutrients, they truly play a huge role in you losing weight. So the carbs, you know, a lot of people often misunderstand carbs as being the most, you know, they're truly, truly probably a huge important source of your energy. Everybody's on this carb kick about cut the carbs, cut the carbs, cut the carbs. Well, that you are doing yourself a disservice when you cut carbs, because your body needs them. Okay. Your body needs them, and your body needs them for energy. So don't cut the carbs, but cut the carbs that are not good for you. Okay. The bad carbs. Don't have processed foods. Don't eat processed carbs. Eat clean carbs. And it's real important that you include these clean carbs into your diet, the complex ones, okay, like grains, whole fruits, your vegetables. So those are going to sustain you in your energy, and they're also going to help you with fiber, okay? So next up is a protein. Protein is so important in midlife, okay? It's important in every diet, but man, is it important for us midlife women. We need so much protein at this time, and protein is also going to help you repair the tissue in your body. It is going to help you build muscle. And in midlife, that's one of the things that we need to be doing, especially if you're in menopause, is building muscle. Okay. It's very important that you get a lot of protein in, because the muscle in turn is what's going to burn fat out of your body too. And you want to have tons of muscle so you can burn off a lot of that fat that's coming in midlife. It also helps you feel satisfied too. You know, it keeps you from being so hungry. A lot of the proteins, I like this amazing protein shake that I recently was in a weight loss challenge, and I actually was one of the top 10. I'm not tooting my horn, but I'm just saying, was one of the top 10 finishers. And I absolutely loved when I went in there that I found a new protein shake. I'm real funny about protein shakes. They have to be very smooth. I don't like texture. And this protein shake that I found was called Wonder Shake. And I think it's wondershake.com. The best one that I like so far was the chocolate. The vanilla is very good also. but I like the chocolate. It was so delicious. And, you know, often I have a sweet tooth. So I'm like, when I get these sweet tooths, the chocolate really is my go-to. So it's Wonder Shake and it tastes so good. It's so nutritious. It is very low in carbohydrates. So it's such an amazing source of protein. It's good to go to grab whenever you're hungry. Also include, you know, your protein sources can include meat, your fish, your eggs. Make sure that you're getting a lot of plant-based, like beans, lentils, things like that. Make sure that you're incorporating that. Fats help you absorb soluble vitamins that you're taking in. In midlife, you definitely want to have some plant-based sources coming in. And of course, they're going to help you feel satisfied too. I want you to focus on healthy fats. Let's talk about some fats. Healthy fats are important. Why? It's going to help you balance your diet, number one. I want you to focus on healthy fats like avocados, nuts, seeds, oils. Put those into your meals. Make sure that you're getting at least 30% of the breakdown of your macros. Make sure 30% of that is going to come from fats. So 40% is going to come from carbs, 30% is going to come from fats, and the other 30 is going to come from your proteins. So how can you use these macronutrients to lose weight? Most important is to approach it as you're tracking it, like on an app. Make sure you're tracking it in a food diary of some sort. That way you can be more aware of what you're getting in, staying in those right percentile of nutrients is going to help you, okay? Three nutrient breakdowns. Make sure that you're not going over any of your macros. I have a macronutrient guide sheet on a PDF. If this is something that you're interested in learning more about, macronutrients actually helped me lose 70 pounds. Amongst the things that I also told you about was I had a few things that helped me. Number one was releasing trauma and suppression, dealing with the things from the past, which can be a whole nother episode. That helped me in so many ways. So releasing this trauma, counting my macronutrients, using the three-step methodology, the AIM method. And if that's something, it's a spiritual weight loss method that God gave to me in the midst of, I was around the 30-pound mark and I was like, God, I need help. And I don't know why this is, you know, I was in the middle of losing where I know that this really came into play more. God brought me this right as I started losing. But I started incorporating this as I was about extremely incorporating it at the 30-pound mark. And I know it's what got me also to the 70 by leaning on the Lord. So the three-step methodology, the AIM method, is available free to you. If it's something that you desire to know more about, I would absolutely love to share this method with you. I actually have a podcast episode also on the AIM method if you want to go and check that out. The next thing is the fat browning product that I've used. I've taken this fat browning product for about 3 years now, and I will tell you, I know that this fat browning product is totally what has kept me from acquiring tons of belly fat. So it's called NeuroFit, and it's a three-step method that you use. And what it is, it's three tiny packets that you take a day. They're very simple to take. You can use one in the coffee in the morning, and that's going to help you build collagen. It's also going to help with belly fat because it has a fat browning mechanism in it. And it's going to convert that stubborn white fat that we have, that we accumulate in midlife and in menopause. It is going to take that stubborn white fat, convert it into brown, burn it out of the body for energy. The next packet is the Block and Balance. It's a pre and a probiotic. You need a prebiotic in with a probiotic. Why? Because the prebiotic is going to feed the probiotic. So make sure that when you do take a probiotic, it has a pre in it because that's its food source. It melts on the tongue. It tastes like fruity pebbles. It's a nice little treat in the middle of the day whenever you're probably having a little sweet tooth right before lunchtime. So drop it on the tongue. It melts on your tongue. It tastes amazing. It has the fat browning mechanism in there also. It's going to help you take that white stubborn fat, convert it into brown. And then we have our third packet that we take for the day. I like to mix it in with a little bit of warm water. It acts like a little tea. A lot of people don't really like teas, and that's okay. You can mix it in with a little bit of fruit punch, anything that you drink throughout the day. Some people I know mixed it in before with a little bit of Sprite Zero. It's a preference. It's truly a preference. But this is going to help you sleep like a baby. It's going to help regulate your circadian rhythm. And what your circadian rhythm is your natural rhythm to have your body respond to when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So right now we have all these distractions happening that's messing with our circadian rhythm. Cell phones, we're on our phones at night. We take our phones to bed with us. And it really is a circadian rhythm disruptor. So this is going to help you get your circadian rhythm back in sync. It's going to help you relax. It's going to also help you with your digestive tract and your gut health. And so does the pre and the probiotic. So it's really important in midlife that we are taking care of our gut health, because gut health is truly one of the most important things in midlife. When you are taking care of your gut health, everything is working at its optimal best. So I just wanted to give you some little tips. I get messages all the time from people saying, how did you lose the weight? What are you doing? This is amazing. And you know, summer's approaching, and if you can just jump on board, take this advice, and start counting your macronutrients, I promise you, your body composition is going to change drastically, and it totally will definitely change drastically if you add in that fat browning product. That fat browning product is going to change your body composition faster than anything. So the two combined together is going to make for fast, beautiful results for this quick summer body that you want to get to. So summer's almost here, and it's time to take some action and start to feel better. I absolutely love, you know, feeling good in the summertime, feeling good in my shorts and outfits and bathing suits. And another product that I'm going to drop here with you real quick, and this is not a product episode, but this is just a passion that I have, is helping women feel good about themselves. And if there's something out there that I know works, I have to use it for myself first. But I will tell you, I was the biggest skeptic about this one product, cream, Neora Firming Cream. And I was the biggest skeptic. So I was so skeptical. Let me tell you what I did. Okay, this is crazy. Are you ready? I used it on one leg and not the other. And let me tell you, it was a shocking result. I was so happy about this product. I was in places, in stores, pulling out my pant leg, pulling up my shorts, showing people how this product really worked to get rid of cellulite. So I had this one sagging leg, and then this other leg was nice, firmed, and toned. I called it my amazing leg. So it's Neora Firm. It's amazing. It's a good additive for you to add on to your journey as you are going into the next season, our summer bodies. So until next time, if you have any questions about anything that I mentioned here on this podcast episode, and you need help with any of this, reach out to me. I absolutely love having conversations about this. And I hope this podcast helped you move forward into the summer season and your summer body. Until next time, bye for now.